When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, Sportive Time. Yotis B. John's with me.
Brandon, it's good to see you.
Hello, it's good to see you as well. We also have Chicken Fingers in transit. Chicken Fingers, we've got you live from I-52.
I don't think that nobody calls it I-52. That is right there. You just...
While you're out on that road, can you sort of look side to side and tell me how the zip rail construction is coming?
Oh, you son of a bitch. That would be it.
Finishing touches.
I am on 52. It's just 52.
Oh. Right?
So if you want to sound like a local, you would just say 52.
Yeah, driving down 52.
Yeah, I'm by the House of Coats there.
Oh, yeah.
HOC. Nobody calls it the house. They call it the HOC. So again,
the HOC? Is that right?
Yep.
I want to hear all this 52 stuff.
I'm not quite that far north yet. I'm at 86. All right.
Gotcha.
So the reason we've got you in transit is because the Wild are playing at 8:30 tonight, and you are going to watch it at a bar. Is that right?
Not at a bar, just a buddy's house.
Oh, a buddy's house. Okay. Yeah. What's your just basement bar, basement hangout? Is that what we got here? Man cave, as they call it?
No, just his living room.
I can picture it now. Beautiful.
Nice house. Yeah. Yep.
Sweet.
Walk out. So we got some beers outdoors in the snowbank.
And, sure.
Watch a while.
So what's your drinking strat tonight? Are you going to go heavy first? Are you going to start light and then ease into it?
The thing about going up to a buddy's house on a Wednesday and to watch the Wild and driving a half hour to get there is I got to drive a half hour back. So just Busch Lights, Brandon.
Sticking to beers tonight.
I got a backpack cooler full of, you know what? I'm not going to say the number because it's none of your goddamn business.
Someone right. You got a warrant?
Couple of cops asking what you're doing tonight. Yep, that's right.
That's right. This is all admissible, I would think.
Okay, all right.
There was a great story. So Pat Royce and Mike Rand were talking, as they do on Mike's podcast, and Royce was telling the story about Bud Grant. And he did the garage sale. You remember Bud Grant doing the garage sale? And Royce was talking about this story where this kid who was like an intern at Channel 9 was asking him some questions and says, "So how much money you make off this garage sale last year, Bud?" Bud looks up at him and says, "You from the IRS?" And that was the only answer he got. And I was like, you know, I know somebody who's a little bit like this.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you asking that for, little punk? Bitch.
All right, I want to hear about your eating strategy. Dinner at home or saving it for the buddy's place?
So the boy and I were bacheloring it up today. So when the rest of the family is not there and it's just he and I, let me ask you this. What do you think we do when it's just us two? Just
his and his rotisserie boys? Chickens.
No. Okay. You're the most insane person. Just,
both of you sitting there just tearing it apart with your bare hands.
He does. I get him a lot of rotisserie chickens, but that's not it.
Just you two. I'm going to go with Five Guys.
That's the closest Five Guys is like hour and a half away. I have no idea where it's closest. podcasts. No, we got it.
I'm going to go with you've been up since 4 a.m. making your own baguettes.
Yes, sir.
Better
so
chance
close.
Of the Five Guys was actually.
We're dialing. We're getting close.
I went and bought the biggest steaks the grocery store had, two of them, and we just had steaks.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Ask Hell what yeah. we had on the side.
Nothing. You had nothing on
steaks.
The side.
Steaks.
Steaks yep. on the side.
There was yep. there was a third steak that was for anybody who was hungry after they were done with their steak.
That's essentially that yeah. is brilliant. What yep. kind of cut did you go with?
Ribeye.
Oh fuck yeah! There you go. There it is. Beautiful. I had a ribeye last week at Gibson's in Chicago, which is like a famous steakhouse. Oh, man, that hit the spot.
That's fantastic.
Was it? Absolutely. Was it on the company dime?
Sure was. That even better. Not even on my company's dime. On some other company's dime.
That's like the only possible steak to eat at a steakhouse.
Oh yeah. Yep. And got one of those earmuffs chicken, got one of those giant seafood platter appetizers with the crab legs and the gigantic shrimp and the oysters. So started with that, which is fantastic. I love that shit. And then went right into a ribeye.
You know, I haven't been keeping up on the latest hydrology of Illinois, but there isn't an ocean adjacent to Chicago, is there? That I'm not aware of. Like Michigan's not saline. It's not salty. Is it
they
like
grow crab in Lake Michigan now. Yeah,
they do.
Yeah,
it's saltwater
yeah.
now.
Lake crab, oysters. They call it.
Nothing like those Chicago oysters.
Chicago oysters.
I had a girlfriend we called the lake crab too. That was completely different.
That's a whole different story, right there.
A whole different reason. Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
A yeah.
seafood platter in Chicago. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Chicago oyster is a bell pepper soaked in malort.
Inland oysters is what we call them. That's yeah. fantastic. Yeah. Back to the ribeye, though. That's a great idea. That's fantastic. I'm going to get yep. me a little. That's a good strat. I'm going to do that with my kids.
You got. Well, but she doesn't. And it's just if you got one, you and one of the boys. Because if you're going to do three steaks or even yeah. four, you got to sell a car.
Yeah, that's not. That's too extravagant.
No. I didn't yeah, even like doing it for him, to be honest with you, but he's getting too smart, too old.
Yeah.
He figures it out. Like if I got him, you know, a hot dog and I got
yeah,
a steak.
Try to make him some Easy Mac while yeah. you're tucking into a ribeye.
What's going on here?
That's not gonna yeah. play. Well, do you want to use your remaining transit time? I think we've got you for about 15 more minutes, I hope, unless there's some tragedy on 52 with a slowdown, which would be nice. We'd have you for longer. But for now, yeah, let's
hope,
plan on.
Yeah, I hope somebody dies in a fiery accident. Yeah.
I hope there's awesome. An explosion at the refinery. That would be great.
Just our luck. That would be amazing. The timing of that. You know, people have died for less honorable reasons than a longer sportive. But now that we have you, I'm guessing you're going to want to talk wild with Jonathan. Is that right?
Let's talk wild. Sure.
Love that.
Puck. Yep. Yeah, Dr. Kreese is in. I'll get started. I got a heavy hitter of a question here just right off the dome. John, how are they doing?
Well, I got to tell you, Brandon, I think this is an excellent stat to tell you how they're doing. At one point, this was a couple of games ago now, but at one point in 17 of the previous 19 games, the Wild had scored either one goal or two goals, which is usually not enough to win. And then I think in that 20th game, they got shut out. Ugh. But at the same time, like I say, this was two games ago or something. So now it would be 17 out of 22 or something like that. They've also won 10 and tied 3 of their last 13 games. They've got a 13 game point streak. I'm not going to say undefeated because they lost 3 of them. But so that pretty much tells you all you need to know about how their goaltending is and how the team as a whole is.
Hot goalie. Hotter than a pistol team.
Is kind of crappy. Did you know, Brandon, that Kaprizov is hurt?
No. No. Come on. No.
Did you really not know that?
Did you really not know that?
I did not know that. How bad?
Oh, really? An ogre fell on him.
That?
Jesus Christ. I saw some headlines. I wasn't sure the severity. Yeah. Okay. I'm just processing. This is not good.
All right, Chicken. So now Chicken can tell me where I was wrong about any of that.
No, you're right. I think Brandon said hot goalie, and I think technically it'd be hot goalies.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think they're both playing well. Gus is still one and Fleury's two, but it's a good situation to have. They've scored a bunch of goals lately. John, it'll be interesting to see if they can carry that over tonight. That's one thing to be watching for.
I've been calling for
the Sammy Walker to the first yep. line instead of Sam Steele. They're doing that tonight, so I'll be interested to see how he plays there. I like that speed and skill that he brings to that.
And former Gopher.
Line. He's not afraid to shoot the puck. Well, as we've mentioned, though, he's from Edina.
Oh, yeah. I forget about that.
Balances that, you know, they negate each other.
I will say, there was a time, I remember texting you about this, about 4 or 5 years ago, I was at a Gopher hockey game, and Sammy Walker, this was at the end of the Lucci era, before the Moscow era started, and it was just disgusting and mad. Nobody was there, and it looked like every single player on the Gophers was going through the motions, except for Sammy Walker, who is skating his butt off, which I guess is why he's playing pro hockey tonight.
He's mentioned, so yeah, I should look back at our text, because I recall I was at the game, I think.
And oh, were you? I don't remember like that part, but that would fit in very well if
something like
I was at the game and you were also at the game and I was texting you about the game and saying I was at the game and you were just like, oh, yeah, that sounds cool, sitting one section over from me.
Staring at you.
Where are you in? 13? Yeah, I'm in 14.
Yeah, literally right behind you.
We don't have time.
Yeah. Drop my wallet down the front if you could grab it for me, hand it back.
Don't look back, though.
Do not talk to me.
No,
so does
that.
Sammy Walker, Edina bad, Gopher good, that makes him completely neutral, or is there a little bit of a rating?
No, zero.
Okay.
So now he's on the Wild, so then now that's good.
Okay.
But it sucks. It's bad. Like, him sucking for another team would put him at neutral. Him sucking for the Wild would put him at negative. Him
being good
for the Wild would put him at positive. So,
okay, so we'll a see. Neutral average player on Calgary, who's from Edina, horseshit. Just eat shit and die.
Yes.
Yep. But if he's bad, okay. That's fine.
Yep. Good.
I do also want to just break in while we're talking about high school hockey and mentioning Edina. I want to talk briefly to Chicken about whether this was the high school hockey tournament that had the least rooting interests ever in it.
At the double A level, there's no doubt about it. Absolutely.
What about, I mean, at the single A level, I think you said Northfield was the winner, but beyond that,
only one that was good. Well, what do you, Orono?
No, I mean, like, that was the thing. You got that amazing final game between Warroad and Matamidi, but Warroad's got a bunch of 23-year-olds on it, and Matamidi is just like where the kids who are in White Bear Lake and don't want to go to White Bear Lake go.
That's right. That's the Dino 95.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
There's no other Edina, I thought. I thought Edina was the only.
No, Moorhead is now the Edina of Fargo.
Okay.
Matamidi is the Edina of Stillwater.
Oh, Hermantown.
Edina of Lake Minnetonka.
But Hermantown's the Edina of Duluth.
Edina of Duluth. Yeah, that makes sense.
Hermantown's the Edina of Duluth.
Wait, is Duluth Marshall the Edina of Duluth?
No, because they elected to go double A and they're getting destroyed.
Oh.
So that's honorable. All right,
so they're the Hill Murray.
They had aspirations of being the Edina of Duluth, and Hermantown took it.
Yeah.
It was an arms race, and Hermantown won. It was America and Russia in the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, what a whirlwind that was.
Sorry, I wanted to break in and talk a little high school.
No, it was good.
We've gotten high school hockey, we've gotten college hockey, and pro hockey. This is good for me.
Glad we did. I mean, Laverne is the Edina of Sioux Falls. I can do this for fuck all day long if you want.
Hold on. We got to back up here.
You heard what now, I said.
Laverne is not the Edina of anywhere.
I don't know, John. It doesn't matter whether it's a fact or not. I can just keep it going. goddamn day.
You're encroaching on my territory if we're going to talk about the Southwest and West Central Edinas.
He is easing out of your corner. He is like kind of slowing his car down. And
The Edina of West Central Southwest Minnesota is obviously Redwood Falls.
I need criteria. You're going to need a, I need facts in order to back
I don't know. If you had seen their fancy basketball tournaments back in the day.
We're with talking about basketball, Edina? And
no,
basketball
we're not talking about basketball. We're talking about general, in general. No,
I'm talking about hockey.
Well, there's no such thing in Southwest and West Central Minnesota, well, usually. So.
Laverne exists.
Laverne
they go
exist.
To all the state tournaments if anybody goes.
Either them or Marshall. Is there even anybody else in that section besides Laverne and Marshall?
Well, New Ulm's down there.
New Ulm's not down there in a geographic sense, but they might be in that section.
Yeah, they are. Mankato is in that section. Mankato East and West.
Rochester?
East and West are single A?
Pretty sure they are.
Stewartville?
Yes.
You're going to lose me for a while because I'm an ex.
That's done by Rochester. And so is
Rochester. Austin.
There's no way Stewartville has its own hockey team.
Stewartville co-ops with
Marshall.
Marshall has its own hockey team. They have a beautiful rink that they share with Southwest Minnesota State. It's beautiful. It's Schwann's Arena.
Minnesota State has a hockey team?
No, but they have a broadcasting school. So if you play in a youth hockey tournament down there,
best
broadcast
the best.
Your games. So like
is that
the
right?
Kids as like part of their class or whatever does the play-by-play.
Oh, the kids must love that.
Screen. It's kind of cool. Kids love it. They absolutely love it.
Right.
So then, and they got like a big screen. So if you score a goal, then they replay the goal up on the big screen. So the kids stop what they're doing after they score a goal and watch their, and then cheer again. Yeah, it's unique. Bud Grant would have hated it.
Great. Yep. Too flashy. Act like you've been there before.
Yep. That's right.
Whole deal.
Barry Sanders, hand football off. Did we lose John?
No. I'm still looking up who else is in this section.
Oh my God.
I'm literally doing research right now because I gotta know.
I mean, even for the low bar, we have gotten so far off the rails.
All right.
Wow.
Here you go. Fairmont.
2A.
Fairmont's in that section. No, this is single A. Yep. Fairmont.
No,
Lesueur,
I mean
Henderson.
Section two. I'm sorry, John. Let's click. I meant section 2A.
Oh, this is not, section 3A. Laverne's in 3A.
Jesus Christ. Oh, this is the worst content we've ever done.
Best content.
Redwood Valley is in there. Redwood Valley is a hockey school, apparently.
It's unbelievable.
Man, I bet they suck.
Best content we've ever had.
I'm so sorry. Yeah,
this is good. We're going to go through the rest of the sections.
I wish I knew how.
Even after Chicken leaves.
I wish I could see the future and tell people how far to fast forward into the future when this is over.
All right. Redwood Valley. So it's not Redwood Plus. Redwood Valley. Fairmont,
it's always been Redwood Valley.
Laverne. Marshall.
Both Mankato's. You were right about that.
Mankato's. So we're up five. New Ulm. So that's six.
Yep. New Ulm. Windham. Windham apparently has hockey.
There was seven, and there's probably nine. So
I only brought two beers up with me for this, and I'm already done with one.
Waseca's not in there. No, you got Fairmont and Minnesota River, which is Lesueur Henderson, but they
the
also
Bulldogs,
got
Minnesota River.
Cleveland, Belle Plaine, and St. Peter.
That's eight.
I'll log back in a few minutes.
Yeah.
I think that's eight. I think that's it.
10 or 20 minutes, maybe?
Like there's nine, though, or maybe even 10.
Jesus. No, there's only seven.
Oh, that's a weird one.
Huh. Oh, East and West are co-opt.
Might get a snack. Chips.
No, wait, I'm reading this wrong.
No, they're not. Loyola.
No, East and West are not. Yeah. East is co-op with Loyola. Then there's West, then there's Marshall.
Salt and vinegar Pringles.
No, 10.
Might be in my pantry.
Worthington's in there.
I wonder.
Everybody's from South.
Flaming hot salt and vinegar.
Anyone from Southwest Minnesota is enjoying this, and everyone else has deleted the podcast from their feeds, which is what I want.
The flaming hot cheddar and sour cream are number one for me of the flaming hots. I wonder if those are in my pantry.
Brandon, if you weren't drinking coffee but you were drinking a beer, you'd be happier.
This is my beer mug.
You can't have a beer coffee mug. That's
ridiculous. I can when I want it to stay cold and I'm upstairs and I've got another one on deck.
Coffee taste like beer and your beer tastes like coffee?
No, it's a Stanley insulated mug that I use exclusively for beer.
Oh,
it's a beer mug.
Brandon,
if I had
Brandon,
that,
you
know
don't
what I'd call it? Brandon?
What would you call it?
The Stanley Cup.
Son of a bitch. I didn't know where you were going.
My God, that's a great dad joke.
Oh, man.
Brandon, I got to say, you saying this is my beer mug and holding up your coffee mug because you want it to stay cold. This is all very mid-40s dad.
It's an insulated mug that I sometimes use for beer. And I will grant you that the flavor of the beer is not quite as good coming out of a metal insulated mug like this. They say it's for beer. It's a Stanley beer mug, apparently. The flavor doesn't come through.
Have the label point out, and you can hold it. Hold the cup. Have the label that says Stanley on it.
Got it.
Face the boys and go, boys, you know what this is?
This is?
Stanley Cup.
You know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going to hoist the Stanley Cup.
And have them look at you, and then just have them look at you in horror.
Yep. Sadly, this is not a lie. I could tell them that, and they'd go, I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
I was just going to ask whether your boys know what the Stanley Cup is.
Shit.
No clue.
Then do it to your wife. At least she'll have some idea.
That's good. Yep. Yeah. The best you can hope for at our age is even an eye roll. It's like, hey, at least you reacted. You definitely heard me.
Almost better than a laugh is the eye roll.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's authentic.
Yep.
Yeah. Man, good hockey talk.
Do we have anything else to say about the Wild?
How many games left for the Wild?
I would say it's 17. 15? I have no idea.
15,
something like 15. They're easily going to make the playoffs. Are they going to do it? They're going to, and they could do some damage, right? I mean, hot goalies theory is a brand new, insane thing that's not happened before. Double hot goalie theory.
They need to do damage. They need two gigantic things to happen. One,
I'm listening.
The hot goalies remain hot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Two, Kaprizov comes back and performs at the level that he was.
Right.
That's what they need. Then they also need secondary 5-on-5 scoring.
Yeah. They need Matt Boldy to continue to have his head out of his butt.
I mean, they need a number of things. But if those two things don't happen, the rest of it doesn't make any sense.
That's right.
So like Google is telling me Kaprizov's got a lower body injury. That's
hammy. It's a hammy. Rumor on the street.
You gotta have hammies. They gotta be healthy.
It's a hammy.
Yeah.
Rumor on the street.
That scares me a little bit. You use those hammies when you skate. Believe me. I would know.
Mr. Puck.
Here's the thing. You're a great skater, Brandon. Mm-hmm. I've seen you skating, and you played hockey for 40 years when you were a kid.
Why have you seen Brandon skating?
Oh, I post content.
He posted clips of himself on his private lake in his backyard out there on his private rink that he has people plow for him.
I follow Brandon on Twitter.
You son of a bitch.
This was years ago.
Pandemic. This was the pandemic. I went out and it's a public lake, but no one else is out there. And so basically I call it my own.
It's not a public lake.
I don't own a lake. I yanked my snowblower down to the lake, down a hill, almost died. Cleared it off and taught my kids how to skate 2 years ago, and we never went back. It was four amazing sessions, though. Yeah, it was really. I mean, I don't like watching hockey very much, but I love playing hockey. It is one of the most fun things, especially. And Chicken, you know this, when it's like a 20-degree day, John, you know this too, and sunny and like no wind, you can play hockey for like 11 hours.
And they do. Yes.
You just never stop playing. Like basketball is intense. Ever. You play for an hour and you're done. Hockey, no way. You just continue playing. It's the greatest.
Like somebody's mom brings sandwiches or a pizza or granola bars or something. And then you just keep it and you eat. And maybe a thing of Gatorades, like a flat of Gatorades.
Hell yeah. Throw them in the snowbanks.
Oh, in the snowbank, Gatorade flats, top five drink. All time.
Oh yeah. Yep. Yep. That's a top three Gatorade for sure.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I love that part. I miss it. We don't have any time anymore.
Yeah, because you're playing basketball 6 nights a week. We do have to talk about how your tournament in Rochester went.
Oh shit. And I'm here, but I want to hear about it.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna park.
Quick recap.
I made it was good overall. I made a couple of tactical errors, rookie mistakes.
Was one of those tactical errors posting pictures of yourself on social media drinking beers with your shirt off.
Yes, that's number one tactical error that I made. Yes, that's a very clear and obvious number one.
I don't think it was, because it was genuinely hilarious.
I was at the time, I was like, you know what? Anybody who I'm just doing, these are just like through replies. So the only people who will see this follow me and Chicken. And I assume at that point, you're already kind of, you already know too much. You're not going to say shit. But when I looked back on it, it just wasn't quite as funny as I thought it was at the time.
I disagree. It was at least as funny as you thought it was, probably more funny.
Going into my own hotel room and taking my shirt off as Danielle comes in and grabs a seltzer and sees me taking a selfie. And she's like, I don't know. I don't know.
That story is the best part. Oh, my God. That's fantastic.
Don't worry. I'm just sending it to the guys I do a podcast.
Just the guys.
It's
just the
not
guys,
a great
hon.
Answer. Not a great answer right there.
Just the fellas. Yeah. They're not even asking for this. Yeah, I'm just unsolicited.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing. She didn't need the explanation. Yeah, yeah. No, I know.
Not making it better. I stayed up way too late. As you know, my theory is you can get drunk or you can stay up late, but you can't do both. You have to choose one. I did both. And so that was a pretty, pretty bad tactical error on Friday, because here's what we do. We have two nights to drink. You should pace yourself. Every single one of us, we go way too hard that first night. And I did it again. God damn it.
Then you got to dig deep. That's what you fuckers fucking get your mind right.
I know. You're right.
Set your fucking chin up, shoulders back, stand up straight, dig deep, and fucking go.
Grab a beer and get moving. Yep.
Get on the excuse train. Excuse train doesn't stop at this station.
Mm-mm. You pulled the excuse rope, and that doesn't stop. You can pull on it all you want. It's not going to do anything. It's not connected to anything.
I'm tired. Oh, I stayed up. It doesn't stop here. I don't give a shit.
All right.
Here's a beer. Let's go.
It's not connected to anything. You're just pulling on ropes.
You get two nights.
The best part of this is that clip of Bruce Boudreau from when they were doing the documentary about the Winter Classic, and he was coming in and he was just lighting everybody up. That was making the rounds again last weekend. Chicken right now sounds exactly the same. Exactly the same as Bruce, just lighting everybody up in the locker room.
I've been called the Bruce Boudreau of my generation.
That's right. The Bruce Boudreau of the HOC.
All right. We learned. That's it.
Don't worry, Chicken. The Toronto Colorado game on TNT is going overtime, so the Wild game won't start for like another 40 minutes.
Oh, I got an illegal feed that you can get a couple of different ways ago of
an illegal feed.
Oh yeah.
All right, text me that illegal feed.
You got it. I'll go do that right now. Let me get inside the house and then I'll text it to you.
All right. And then goodbye, Chicken.
Yep. See you, boys.
This better be just a picture of Chicken giving me the finger.
Oh yeah.
All right. See you, right.
And then there were two.
No, I'm still here.
Oh, my God.
Can't find the leave button.
God, that motherfucker's gone. Hold on. I wasn't even recording. That was just to keep him company. I would never. Oh, never mind. Now he's gone. Shit. All right.
You know,
any other parting wild thoughts, John?
I really got nothing. They are. I worry. I worry because, just as this is going well for the Wild, and it seems like it could easily turn around and go poorly. That feels like what happened before this year. They had a great streak, and then for some reason they scratched Matt Dumba, and then all of a sudden they couldn't buy a win for about three straight weeks, and they went from like January 15th to February 15th without winning a game in regulation. And it was just a disaster, and it looked like they were going to miss the playoffs. And then all of a sudden it turned around, and like I said, they've won. They've gotten points in like 20 out of their last 23 games, and they've won 17 of those or something like that. They just sort of shot up the standings. And I feel like if we keep talking about it, if we keep staring too closely at it, then it's going to go away again. Mm-hmm. So I'm a little worried.
Did anything change for the turnaround, really, strategically, or is it kind of, yeah, usually.
Amazingly, what seemed to change is that they started scoring fewer goals, and suddenly that made a better team. I don't know. They got great goaltending Gustafson has been Boston's goalie. What's his name? Linus Allmark.
Another name that Linus.
Well, here's the thing. My wife's grandpa was named Linus, except it was pronounced Linus. So now it's over for me. I'll never pronounce it. I can't even pronounce the name of the Peanuts character correctly anymore. You know, Charlie Brown and his best friend, Linus.
Linus.
What the heck?
Yep.
Anyway, so Allmark, he's been the best goalie in the league. He's going to win the trophy, the Vezina trophy for the best goaltender. But Gustafson, if it wasn't for him, Gustafson would win it. He's been that good. He's been the second best goalie in the NHL this year.
Oh, man.
And then Fleury, he was going through some struggles, and everyone's, you know, what are they going to do? Are they going to have to play Gustafson? And now Fleury's got 2 shutouts in his last 3 games or something like that. They've been getting amazing goaltending.
He's back, baby. So you doubted him. He heard you.
As long as they keep getting amazing goaltending.
I never gave up on Fleury. Mark.
Well, that's great. Marc-Andre.
Marc-Andre. Sorry.
Or possibly Andre hyphen Fleury.
Maybe.
I don't think so, but it's possible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So things are looking up.
Yep.
I just want some playoff games for the Wild.
Yeah.
Just an excuse to go out and pretend I'm watching. That's all I ask for. That's going to happen. They're going to be in the playoffs. What are the playoffs like? Is it a crapshoot year? It always kind of is. Obviously, I understand it's hockey, but is it just make it and see what happens?
Well, they're getting good goaltending, and there are no really good teams in the Western Conference. Like, the team everybody's still worried about is Colorado, which won the Stanley Cup last year, but they're even below the Wild in the standings, and they have been the whole season. It's not like they went through a swoon or injuries. It's just like, well, Colorado's amazing, but they just haven't played very well. So are they just sort of managing themselves through the regular season and then they'll be amazing again come the playoffs? I don't know. I think it's a big deal. The Wild, I think, are 3 points behind Dallas right now at the top of their division, at the top of the Central Division. I think it would be a big deal if they could finish ahead of Dallas, not only because you want Dallas to drop into, you know, move southeast and then drop into the Gulf of Mexico if possible, but also because...
But not saying, I mean, that would be fine.
I want to be clear that I want the city of Dallas to be wiped off the earth, but also if they could not play Colorado in the first round of the playoffs, that would be great.
Right.
It would be nice if they got to play one of the wildcard teams, which is going to be, it could be Winnipeg or Winnipeg in Minnesota would be an awfully fun first round series, just because it's like the closest thing the Wild have to a rival these days.
Oh, cool. That's fun.
So that would be fun. That would be a fun series. But on the flip side, it sort of feels you can't really complain about making the playoffs if you're the Wild, because they're not all that good, but they've lost in the first round so much. 6 out of the last 7 years, they've lost their first playoff series. They haven't won a playoff series since 2015. Mm. So there's a little bit of, you know, the Twins in 2021. At the start of that year, we pretty much just all said, listen, they're going to make the playoffs, and we just got to get to October. They got to win a playoff game. That's the only thing that matters. Well, as it turns out, there was something else that could happen, which is that they could be utter garbage.
Yeah, that was really bad.
So it's, on the one hand, it's like, be careful what you wish for. But on the other hand, it's the same with the Twins, where if they were to make the playoffs this year, you say, oh, I just want them to make the playoffs. I want them to play some meaningful baseball. But if they made the playoffs and lost their first 3 playoff games again, that would suck. That's awful.
Yeah.
What a terrible season. What a waste of your time all year. And it feels a little bit like that with the Wild, where on the one hand, they're not great, and so you want them to make the playoffs, like you said, play some playoff games that matter. Sure. But on the other hand, another first-round loss 7 and 8 years, forget it. What a waste of everyone's time.
Ah, purgatory.
Yeah. I mean, but then there's always the Timberwolves, where it's like, wow, they made the first round and lost again? That's good. That's like, what if they won 3 playoff games in a year this year, Brandon, and got to play in a game 7? That would be an amazing step forward for the Timberwolves.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would love to get to the Wild point where we're, I mean, it's the exact same late KG point where we just were getting annoyed that they kept going to the playoffs but not doing any damage. Yeah, we are not even close to that as Wolves fans. So someday, I can't wait to be frustrated about that. What a new fun thing to be frustrated about.
That would be so different. So anyway, that's all of my wild thoughts.
Okay. You want to talk Wolves?
Yeah, I think we should. Stu's not here. Chicken's not here. This is the time for Wolves talk.
Well, John, the feast or famine season continues, just ditch to ditch, as it's been going since we last talked.
The strangest feasts and famines. Oh, they're playing a good team? All right, they're going to tee off tonight. They're scoring 140. They're going to absolutely dominate. Oh, they're playing the worst team you ever saw in your entire life? They're going to lose by 10. They're going to lead by 20 in the fourth quarter and lose by 10.
And it's going to be a new guy that was really good last game is all of a sudden the worst player in the league this game. Like Naz Reid will go for 20 and then he'll be he'll play 9 minutes and have four fouls and give up, you know, 14 points from his guy and get yanked from the game. Nikhil Alexander Walker, we're like, that guy's awesome. And then all of a sudden he just can't hit the broadside of a barn. I was watching early tonight and I am looking at the box score right now. I saw him shoot 4 3-pointers in 9 minutes and miss all four and get pulled, and he has not played again. Or at least maybe that has, maybe he played another minute or so. He was just, I mean, they were all absolutely wide open, and he fucking airballed one of them. Like, really bad airball. And so it's just really hard to know night to night, like, who's going to actually show up. And, you know, Ant is good, but not quite like all NBA dominant where he can drag these guys to the playoffs. Kyle Anderson
who is more frustrating than Ant at the end of a game?
Oh man.
Every time it's close down the stretch, and I realize this is partly a function of Cat being hurt right now and not having D'Lo around anymore.
Yep.
So Ant has got this belief, and I feel like somebody needs to tell him different, but he's got this belief of like, all right, it's crunch time. I got to score every time down the floor. And so he's getting double teamed. And the worst thing that could possibly happen to the Timberwolves down the stretch, no matter what the score is, whether the Timberwolves are up three, behind by three, whether the game's tied, the worst thing that can happen is that the other team makes a three-pointer. Because invariably, what's going to happen if the other team makes a three-pointer, and it's a big three-pointer, like, oh my gosh, now the game's tied. Invariably, with 16 seconds left on the shot clock, Ant is jacking up a three because he's going to cut this off right here. He's going to jack up a three and he's going to hit one. And all the, you know, he's going to just take the air out of this other team. And it is going to, if it hits the rim, this is going to be one of the best shots he's taken. Because usually it misses everything. It hits nothing but backboard. It hits the shot clock and flies into the crowd. Just terrible shots. Just, it's so frustrating because he's so good, but he cannot understand that playing 1-on-3 down the stretch just to make yourself look good is not what the team. Someone will like take the ball away from him, like Slow-Mo will have to go and go rip the ball out of his hands and he'll pass to Naz Reid and Naz will hit a three. But unless someone physically takes the ball away from him or literally four guys cover him, he's going to take the dumbest shot ever because he believes he has to do it all because that's important.
Yeah, I love the guy. Absolutely.
It's so frustrating because he's awesome, but it's so frustrating.
Yeah, he's a perfect guy who just needs, and Karl Anthony Towns frustrates me as much as anybody, but he would have been really helpful this year to take a little bit of pressure off and thinking he has to do everything down the stretch. I mean, Towns was probably going to fuck some of these games up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just share a little bit of it.
If you can just share the dumb stuff around, then maybe it'll sort of cancel it out.
Yeah, and I love Conley. I like Conley, but I do miss D'Lo in some of these games as well. Like, he was able to take some of that scoring pressure off him. There's some teams that will just full-on trap Ant right as he gets across half court, and then it's just like, I don't know, man. Kyle Anderson's great. He's going to pass to Jaden McDaniels, and he might do something. He's going to pass to Rudy, who might dunk on a guy, or else he's just going to, like, just throw the ball out of bounds for some reason or drop the ball
out of his hands.
It's like Jaden, Kyle Anderson, and Rudy are really good players in general, but not the three you want, like, dribbling.
right?
And like making plays right. happen. So like, if you don't
three,
have two,
the three of you, I want to be clear, under no circumstances are you allowed to dribble the ball.
You have three guys who you don't want dribbling.
Right.
And so that part's been a little tough. So, okay. So I have a game for you, John.
Okay. Let's do it.
This is a combination of
mom.
You're not going to have to role play tonight. This is a combination of playing out the scenarios for the rest of the season. And like, I'm wondering your expectations on like, was that a successful season or not a successful season, combined with remembering some guys.
Oh man, this is a great game.
But you're going to have to remember the guys.
All right.
So the way I'm going to present to you four scenarios that are like, well, somewhat likely or not likely. And you're going to have to tell me, in terms of a Timberwolf player in history, what right. that season would be for you. So I'll give you okay. an example. Right now they are 35-34. So this okay. is their 70th game tonight. So if I gave you an example of they only win 35 games for the rest of the season, they're a 12 seed, they give their lottery pick to Utah, that'd be a really bad ending, like a nightmare ending. I would call that an doobie EB type ending. Like the yep. worst fucking thing that could possibly happen, right?
Right.
Obviously, if they like, we could talk about winning the finals. That's a, you know, whatever. So I'm going to give you these four scenarios and you tell me how that a player that kind of sums that up.
I'm ready.
You're going to have to remember some okay. guys, and I've got guys too. Okay. So scenario one is 38 wins, which means they go 3-12 or something to end the season. 11 right. seed, no play in.
11 seed, no play in.
No, they don't even make the play in game. They drop out. Not quite an Indubie EB scenario, but close. Who is that for you?
Let's see. That is, I'm going to say that is a Christian Laettner scenario. Because it's a Christian Laettner scenario because you talked yourself into it knowing mm-hmm. that nothing good was going to come of it. But you talked yourself into it because it was like, well, you know, Shaquille O'Neal, Alonzo Mourning, those guys will be fine. But mm-hmm. what they really need is a winner on this squad,
yep.
a guy who played on the dream team. And then it turned out to be pretty much just straight up garbage.
And so it started out not very promising, but enough you could kind of go, maybe.
Yep.
And then it just continued to get a little bit worse.
Yeah.
Okay.
It started not great, and then it just got worse from there.
Okay. Mine was Luke Longley. So same thing.
Yeah. Another good one. Yep. Basically
that's a Luke Longley season. Okay. This is scenario two. 41 wins.
Okay.
8 seed. They win their play-in game. They take the Nuggets to 5 games.
5 games.
5 games with the Nuggets. So they get a game off. They're an 8 seed. They get a game off the 1 seed, the Nuggets. But they make the playoffs. What are you feeling that? What's that?
So not the worst.
Nope.
But ultimately still kind of a disappointing year. A little bit of a step backwards. Not a huge step backwards. Mm-hmm. This could go for about somewhere around 60% of the players in Timberwolves history.
There's so many. Yeah. I had two.
I'm going to say this is the Al Jefferson scenario.
Okay. Al Jefferson. That's fine. I went with Thad Young.
Thad Young. Uh-huh. All right. All right. Yep. I like it.
I started with Martell Webster, but I was like, no, this is better than a Martell Webster. I mean, Towns being out. And again, I have talked my shit about Towns. I will continue to talk my shit about Towns, but he actually is the best player on the team by almost every stretch. Him being out the majority of the season, it seems to me the most likely scenario is they do probably end up with 41 wins. Now, this one's a little bit better than what's possible because I have them winning that first play-in game. And I don't know if that's going to happen or not. There's the other play-in teams, depending on who we play, might be good. They might be bad. Who really knows? So I had to upgrade from a Martell Webster, who I think was ultimately a pretty big disappointment. And I thought Thad Young was fine.
I looked up the NBA standings just for the purposes of this discussion. Did yep. you know there are three different teams in the Western Conference who are 34-35?
We make jokes about like when we're doing live, you know, of things that have already happened. But legitimately, we're recording this. It's 8:52 on March 15th. And by the time anybody listens to this, it is completely possible that the standings have completely changed within the matter of tonight's games. It's unbelievable, right? So they're what, one game out of the four seed and two games?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Games out of the 13th seed?
There are... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There are 8 different teams that are either 36 and 33, 35 and 34, which is what the Timberwolves are, 34 and 35, or 33 and 36.
Yep.
That's a 3-game sweep with 8 teams.
So those 8 teams, John. There's another
one that's at 37.
You could probably eyeball one player from each of those teams where a turned ankle will drop them just completely out of the playoff picture. Luka would be one of them. Kawhi would be another. Ant, obviously, for us. Who else you got?
Well, I mean, that sort of already happened to Zion Williamson. They're 33 and 36.
Yep. So then if they lose,
I guess the Lakers and LeBron, I mean, the Lakers have won 7 out of their last 10. But
so if AD goes down, it's over, though, right? Because LeBron's already down.
Steph Curry gets hurt again, the Warriors are going down.
Oh, they'll never win another game. Yeah. So there's like 8 guys that are completely can change the fortune of their team, at least for this season. So, yeah, it's going to be crazy. But in my opinion, the 41 wins, 8 seed is the absolute most likely scenario. Yeah. And whether they win that first play-in game or the second play-in game really depends on who they end up playing in those play-in games. But you never know. Again, and could have, by the time anybody's listening to this, and could have turned an ankle and it might all be over. So it's hard to say. Okay. You ready for our third scenario?
Mm-hmm.
We're going, by the way, in order of like getting more positive.
Oh, all right.
I'm an optimist at heart.
I thought there was going to be one where they lost their next 15 games and I was going to have to say it was the Randy Brewer one and be disappointed.
Well, that was my example. I wanted to do the nightmare scenario, but I chose in Doobie Eby. So maybe Randy Brewer is your.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. 44 wins, 6 seed.
Not bad.
They get the 6 seed. They upset the Kings, and they get to the second round, and then they lose to Memphis.
Better than they have any right to be.
Uh-huh. Win a playoff game, or a playoff series, which has not happened in 30 years? 20?
Yep.
20 years, I guess?
Oh, my God.
Not 30.
Oh, not 30. That would be ridiculous. Only 20 years.
Just 20. Just 20.
Playoff series.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's fine.
Can almost drive.
Was it 2004?
I think so. Yep.
2004. That was the last time the Twins won a playoff game.
Jesus.
A playoff game.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Everything is miserable. So better than it has any right to be. I'm going to say this is the Naz Reid scenario.
Okay.
We love Naz.
Okay. Good. I gave it to Kevin Love.
Oh, Caleb was not better. He was about as good as we thought he was going to be, wasn't he?
Well, I just am saying, like, we started out by thinking, oh, this guy, yeah, he could be something. And then he just kind of continued and a really strong ending. Like, he got, you know, we thought he'd be, I mean, he played like 20 minutes a night for a game for like a couple seasons, right? So
true. Well, that's when Kurt Rambis was the coach and he was like, whoa, 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 guys. We don't want to play this guy.
Stop shooting threes,
game.
Kevin Love. It's like, why? And
everything's going wrong. Kevin Love is going to come out of the game because we got to teach Kevin Love a lesson about what happens to the team.
Holy shit, was he bad.
One of the many, many coaches in Minnesota history that only ever coached for a Minnesota team.
Yep.
The Tim Brewster of NBA coaches.
Ugh. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Hold on, I have to write that down.
Right.
NBA coaches. Okay, thank you. Okay, and this is the last one. And I hope to God you know what this season should be called. 45 wins, which means they win.
We're going one more win.
46 wins, excuse me, which means they win basically all the rest of their games. That'll get them to a 4 seed. Early upset of the Nuggets. They go to the finals. They win the finals.
They go to the finals and win the trophy?
They win it.
And this has got to be a Timberwolves player?
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of two people. Uh-huh. It's either KG or it's Mark Madsen.
Damn it. I set this all up for you for a Ricky Rubio. I wanted to talk about Rubio and how brilliant he was and how fantastic he was.
I was thinking the other day, we really should have, when Rubio got here, we should have, instead of doing the sportive, I mean, talk about other sports, we really should have just done the Ricky Rubio podcast and done nothing but talk about Ricky Rubio. Not even the Timberwolves. I mean, just talk about what Ricky Rubio did. Like the Timberwolves win by 20, but Ricky only played 16 minutes and we just have a despondent podcast where we're like, I don't know, man. I don't think it's working for Ricky.
I don't know. Yeah, he's got to get him a new situation. They don't understand his strengths.
That's right.
Yeah.
They don't understand how dreamy he is.
I only wanted to do that last one, obviously, so I could talk about, so I could just at least mention the name Ricardo Rubio.
How's Ricky doing?
So much. Not great, Bob. Not great.
Is he back from his, he was hurt last year, right?
He was hurt last year. He just barely came back this year. And he first, I'm furiously trying to look this up.
Yep, that's fine.
He came off the injured list, injured reserve, whatever the hell you want to call it, and was really rusty for the first few minutes and has just been kind of struggling. So he is, let's see
here. He's got to be 37 years old at this point.
He's shooting 28% from threes, John.
That's good for him.
John, you son of a bitch.
He still could learn. He still could learn. It's not good for him.
32.5% for his career, John. 33% 3-point shooter.
I still think he's going to come. I still think he's going to figure out the outside shooting thing, and he's going to come back to Minnesota, and that's when championships, baby.
The threes were never quite as bad of a problem as the bricked four-footers. We're like, right. Rick, what? What did you want there?
the funny thing was, I mean, Ricky Rubio is what, 6'7"? Somehow he always played like he was 5'6" at the rim.
He's 6'2".
Oh, he's 6'2"? I thought he was 6'7". All right. Well, maybe I was making.
This is a Bill Brasky situation.
Maybe I should have made. It is a Bill Brasky situation.
God damn. Motherfucker
eight
was
6'7". 453 pounds.
Never
beat
jumped.
Yokozuna at WrestleMania 6.
It was the wildest. You can't imagine. Yeah, no, he's struggling, John. He's not doing great.
That's okay. This is when he needs our support.
His PER. 11.7, that is absolutely
good, right?
A career low. He's
11.7 sounds like a lot.
15 is league average. His career 15. Is 15.5.
I think you're doing this wrong.
And he's in 11.7 this year, so he's really,
I don't like this,
really
math.
Struggling. Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
If 11.7 was wins above replacement in baseball, he'd be amazing. So that's
he would
what
be
choose,
he would be Mike Trout, which in my heart that's he right. is. Yeah.
Mike He's the Trout Mike Trout of our hearts. Yep. There you go.
Yeah. So there you go.
Speaking of Mike Trout, I do have a Mike Trout related topic, but I want you to keep going.
Well, I just wanted to summarize this new bit. One of my favorite things, as you know, John, and I think some listeners do too. One of my just all time pastimes is introducing new bits and then never revisiting them.
Well, I don't see why you'd revisit them.
No. So this was the one time that we'll ever do this, but I really enjoyed it.
I
you know how
it
much
too.
We
it was
love...
a great It was a great chance to remember some Timberwolves, guys.
We love remembering some Timberwolves.
I was like racking my brain to try to remember facts about like Gerald Glass and Thurl Bailey, just so I can make sure I get these facts right.
I know. It was fun for me to, I went down memory lane myself just doing the prep for it. And I was like, is this a Thurl Bailey season? Couldn't quite get there.
I thought Thurl Bailey was so cool when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. So cool. Because of the goggles.
The goggles, man. God, this guy's a bruiser.
Did you ever have the goggles? I had the goggles when I was a kid playing basketball. The rec specs.
Nope. I just didn't wear glasses.
That
probably should have.
That seems like it would make it more difficult to be good at sports. I mean, you're the one who made a real success of yourself at sports, but I'm just saying it seems like it made it more difficult.
Well, I got contacts really quickly. So it was like one season or two seasons of basketball where I was just blind as a bat. Do you wear contacts?
I did. Now I got LASIK. So now.
Okay. So did I. What age were you when you got contacts?
So I was in the third grade when I got glasses and I was in the eighth grade when I got contacts.
Okay. So I was very similar. I think I was in sixth grade glasses, eighth grade contacts or seventh grade because of sports or whatever. Do you remember, maybe it was just me, like to me trying to put contacts in my eyes was absolutely one of the worst experiences. I think I'd rather have been in like a daily car crash than how frustrating that was.
It was just awful. Why? I mean, and it just was like when you were a kid, right? Like by the time you got to adulthood, you could do it reasonably well. Right?
Very simple. Or you'd at least have patience for yourself. Like you're so emotional at that. I just remember like crying in the bathroom.
Yeah, totally. I'm right there with you. It's nice to talk about this. I've never talked about this before. It was so frustrating. Why did we have such trouble?
And it was one of these, stop blinking, and your body will not listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Just awful. And I remember my mom like coming in, like lightly knocking on the door, like, hey. And she, you know, because at that age, she's just like, moms are making it worse and not
you're
helping.
Time bomb.
Hun, hey, you know.
Hey, I'd like to help you. I've loved you your entire life and will continue to. Shut up, mom. Leave me alone.
Go to the store.
I would never say that.
Get out of the house.
Mom, still,
oh, no. I for sure was just like, leave me alone.
The utter anger at your parents who are trying to help you at that age.
Just caring. All they were doing was just caring.
Trying to help you.
Stop loving me for 5 seconds and let me have an absolute fucking meltdown in this bathroom.
Yeah, let me totally have a meltdown over something that's A, not that big a deal, and B, that maybe you need some help with. It would be a great idea to have a total meltdown instead of asking for help. That sounds way better.
This will help. Yeah, maybe all the tears and the screaming will help me put this contact in next. And, you know, back then, like nowadays, I don't even know if it's true for young kids, but like, wearing glasses to school is not like an embarrassing thing, but at that age, for some reason, it was super embarrassing. So I was like, there is absolutely no way I will fail at this and just put my glasses on and go to school. I'll be late to school. I'll miss school. I'll drop out if I have to. There is no other alternative scenario right now.
Right.
Oh, man. God, that was hard.
Yep. Those were... Well, luckily now I'm a very emotionally healthy and mature person and definitely never have meltdowns over nothing now.
Patience to spare.
Yeah. Especially with my children. That's when I have the most patience.
Oh. Yeah, it's ugly. It's really tough. Daily affirmations and pep talks to remind myself to have patience.
Mm-hmm. And the Stanley Cup.
I love the Stanley Cup. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hoist the Stanley Cup right now.
Hoist that Stanley Cup.
I deserve it.
Are you onto the beer that you had in reserve there?
Yes, I'm onto the mosh pit. Stu's beer. Back
the
to
one man mosh pit.
Yep, I'm onto the one.
Dirtiest
man.
Name for a beer of all time. Get your head out of the gutter, Stu.
Yeah, very true. Okay, so John, do you have any wrap up thoughts on the Wolves? What do you think is going to end up happening?
I think they're going to end up exactly 41-41 because that's the way this whole season has gone. And that might put them in the sixth seed, honestly, the way the season has gone. But they'll probably have to play a play-in game. That seems like the most likely.
Yep, I agree. Play-in game against Dallas, possibly New Orleans, or maybe the Lakers. And that really scares me as the Lakers.
I don't think they're great,
but it's a one game thing. So if they do an 8 seed, they'll get a second game at least if they lose that.
What if it ends up being a play-in game against Utah? Boy, what a depressing thing that would be. Like, oh, if Utah beats them in the play-in game, also that lottery pick that is coming our way.
Yeah, you were screwed no matter what.
There's so many things. Lakers, depressing. Playing the Jazz in a play-in game, depressing. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing that the Oklahoma City Thunder are here in the mix of this, but that can't possibly be true, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, they have, we think of them as like tanking. They have like 5 or 6 like first round draft picks on their team at this point. Like, it's kind of hard for them to tank unless they just can. They're all very talented dudes, you know?
Right.
So they would have to really go to a lot of efforts to tank. Like, the Rockets are bad because they have really bad players on their roster. So it's really easy to tank. But the Thunder have like good young players. So I don't know. It's been a season though. It's been a season.
The Spurs tanking is one of the more amazing tank jobs ever because they have a great coach. They absolutely play harder, probably harder than any other team in the league. And they still manage to lose every game.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you want out of a tank job. It's the perfect tank.
They're professional tankers. When they do it, they do it. And last time they did it for one season, and they got Tim Duncan out of it, which is fantastic. So I wonder if the tanking gods will be with them this year as well, because Brick for Vic campaign is going strong right now. So we'll
who's see. The other guy that's not Wembanyama that everybody wants?
Well, for the most of the year, it's been Scoot Henderson, which is like a really fast, smaller guard who's been playing in the G League. But he's got a little bit of a gunner mentality, not a great shooter. So obviously you can, as Wolves fans, we can be like, oh, cool. They said the same shit about Edwards, and Edwards is awesome. But it's a little bit of that vibe of like, dude shoots all the time. He's not a great shooter. But I think he's also like, seems like a legit, like, hard worker, good dude. So he's the number two. And then the number three guy is from Alabama, I believe. His name is Brandon Miller. He's like a taller playmaker type, like a Paul George.
He's only implicated in one murder investigation.
It's just the one murder, John. And I think we all understand, like, one, you know, boys will be boys sort of thing, right? So, no, I actually have not even looked into...
It's the Ray Lewis rule. Your first murder is free.
Well, only if you're really good at sports.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see. But yeah, there'll be a few good teams. So yeah, I'm with you, John. I've said in my dad ball Slack for a long time now, 41-41 feels very poetic and right. And actually not even that awful of an outcome considering Towns has been out for 50 something games. Gobert has actually been fine for us. I think he's been pretty good, not great. But he's not a guy who's going to carry you as your second best player if you have no other offensive options. So it's going fairly as expected, I would say. Okay, John, March Madness. Any thoughts?
Yes.
Do you care? Do you have a team?
So here's the thing. I wouldn't say that I care in the traditional sense of caring who wins or even caring about my brackets or anything like that. But I'm still really excited because sitting around and watching the NCAA tournament is one of the most fun sports things you can do. College basketball is garbage now. Just genuine garbage. It's a little like it's the Outback Steakhouse of sports. Was it always garbage, or did just better things come along and reveal that it was garbage?
Okay.
Maybe it was always garbage. I honestly can't tell because we didn't have better things when I was a kid.
No, but John, objectively speaking, it's not possible that it's been this bad because guys stayed in college for 3 years.
True.
So right now, Anthony Edwards could possibly still be in college, right? Obviously. Like, he went early. He's 21, maybe, like a junior. He'd be like Larry Johnson on UNLV. just this dude just absolutely dunking on people and scoring 30, 35 points a game.
True.
Evan Mobley should be in college. He should be Patrick Ewing or what, whoever, maybe not Patrick Ewing, but something like that in college.
Patrick Ewing was at Georgetown for 8 years. I don't know if people remember this, but
yes, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Had a couple kids. Got
he
divorced.
Played for Georgetown from 1984 through 1992.
Yeah. So there's these guys who are like a season or two, like the final four could be like Evan Mobley and USC versus like Florida State and Scotty Barnes.
Right.
You know,
okay. I do see that. I do see what you mean there.
So that part makes it just it's just never going to be that ever again. But right. The other thing is, and again, I'm good for the kids, but the transfer portal, you don't have any continuity year to year at all. Like I have absolutely no idea. Like Marcus Carr is on Texas. Marcus Carr played for the Gophers 7 or 8 years ago. Somehow he's on Texas now.
He got 14 extra years of eligibility from the COVID year somehow.
It's a weird loophole. Did he just like kind of keep playing and no one noticed? Theirs,
thanks to the transfer portal, other people didn't want their extra year so they could give it to Marcus Carr. When you can donate your PTO to someone else, that's what happened. Yeah. People donated their extra years to Marcus Carr. So he's a 14th year senior at Texas. He played 5 years at Minnesota and now he's into his sixth year with Texas. And
so these guys just kind of go all over the place. And I was like, UCLA has a couple guys that I think I recognize. And I think they're truly, and I pay somewhat attention to college basketball, so I'm not the expert, but for the most part, these are just brand new dudes that show up every year. And so the drama, as you say, will kind of present itself during the weekend, which is super fun, right? Like a guy you have, that's always been kind of the fun part. A guy you've never heard of all of a sudden is like rolling, and that's a fun element, but there's always been like the layer of that plus Ed O'Bannon and then Toby Bailey and Tyus Edney are back, or like Steph Curry, remember on Davidson, was like, oh man, we know this guy. He's been in here for at least a year. Like at least we know him. Right. That part is just kind of gone now. So do you think,
It's funny how the people talk about the transfer portal, because everybody says the same two things. And it's like the only things people can agree on with the transfer portal is, number one, I'm glad they have it. Good for the kids to have the same freedom that everybody else has, the same freedom the coaches have. They absolutely should have it. Number two, this really lessens my enjoyment of college sports. And I hate that something good is making this bad.
Yeah. Yep.
Because I think for the most part, people looked at it and said, I want this to make it better somehow. I want them to have this, but also it to stay the same. And the fact that it seems like it's working out, and this is true of every sport, this isn't just true of basketball, but it seems like it's working out such that this thing that you wanted to happen is also making things much, much worse in the way that you probably could have predicted it would make it worse.
Yeah.
Is disappointing.
I'm glad that they have the ability to do this. I also don't like it, actually, for the most part. It doesn't make my life any better. It makes their life better. It's great.
It doesn't make your enjoyment of things any better, but it's
it makes it actively worse.
Yeah.
Like, for sure. And it's really hard. I think it's maybe it doesn't even matter. You're much more of a college diehard than me, but like you have spent this year hating somebody on Wisconsin or Iowa, somebody on that team, right?
No,
multiple.
I don't know anybody on Wisconsin or Iowa,
right?
I don't know anybody on any team. I barely know the guys on the Gophers.
So, but in general, though, if you watch an Iowa game and an Iowa guy lights us up, you're like, "Fuck that guy!
I hate that guy! I hate that guy so much!"
Fuck Mark Smith! I hate Mark Smith.
Right.
But the hard thing now is, in a month from now, like, Mark Smith has decided to open up the transfer portal and he's going to the Gophers. Now you're like, Mark Smith, you're the greatest ever, man. I love you to death. And that does happen in pro all the time, but there is not that level of like rivalry in pro sports. Right. And so we're just not used to it in college. And I don't think it's so much about like guys moving for the rivalry aspect. It's just more like who the fuck's on any of these teams? Any, I honestly, I don't know right. anybody ever.
Who are any of these guys?
Who are any of these guys? Yeah, exactly. Do you think it will turn around?
All right, here's my question.
Yep.
Do you? I mean, first of all, do you know any of the guys on the Gophers?
I know one who went to my high school.
Who's that?
Braden Carrington.
All right, I wanted to make sure that you actually knew.
You
that guy's
son
name.
Of a bitch! I won't answer that.
All right.
No,
second
I do
question.
Know.
Second question. Not regarding any of the guys that you named for NBA draft prospects, mm-hmm. and you also can't pick Marcus Carr. Can you name any men's basketball players on any other men's basketball teams?
Okay, hold on here.
And the reason I ask this is because I had a conversation with my friends where we literally said, all right, can you name any college basketball players that aren't on the Gophers? And the one that everyone could name was Marcus Carr. Everyone still remembers Marcus Carr.
Okay, you son of a bitch.
But I literally realized I could name more women's college basketball players on other teams than I could on men's
Caitlin
college
Clark.
Basketball. Yep.
I got Caitlin Clark. Let's see here.
There's Sarah Scalia, who transferred from the Gophers to Indiana.
Uh-huh.
There's probably three or four people you can name on UConn.
Paige Beckers.
There's also there's AZ Fudd, I think is her last name, but she's named after Jennifer AZ, who was on UConn when we were kids.
Yeah, and she and Paige Beckers are like best pals. They want to play together. Yep.
So that's already three women's basketball players.
All right, hold on.
The player on South Carolina, the best player ever. This is women's, not men's.
Yes, I know. No.
Aaliyah Boston.
God damn it. Yep. Okay.
but still, that's a number that you already named.
Okay, I don't think Bronny James plays college yet.
Oh, I didn't even think of it. I think he does play college basketball, doesn't he?
No, he's in LA.
What is that? Is he playing in the G League?
No, like he's in high school still.
I was just reading about it. I thought he was in college.
No, he's still in high school for sure.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Look it up.
Positive. But you can.
Oh, you're positive? All right.
Yep, I'm positive. There's a guy on Purdue. A gigantic guy. He's like Ralph Sampson. He's like 7'5".
Ralph Sampson, Ide.
Ralph Sampson, Ide on Purdue. I do know that. I just mentioned that one guy on Alabama.
He's giant, but you can't name him.
Ralph Sampson.
Brandon Miller, Ide. Implicated in a murder investigation.
Brandon Miller, because, yes, he's Ray Lewis Jr. Let's see here. Houston.
Hakeem Olajuwon.
Jesus.
By Slamma Jamma.
No, I'm being ridiculous. This is so obvious. There's definitely
guys on all these teams.
Shit.
Well, I mean, I think at this point, I'm not going to sit here and make you name any more guys, but we're sort of making the point here.
Yeah, I just want to have, as a casual fan, we don't need to be diehards, because I'm sure diehards know a bunch of guys. As a casual fan, you want to go into the tournament with, let's just say, six players or eight players that you're like, I know that guy.
That's right.
Remember, like, Kansas, Embiid and Wiggins. That was like, cool. We know these guys. They're awesome.
Like guys who did something in last year's tournament that you remember.
Yeah. Yep. Jabari Parker, AD Towns, like there were guys who were prospects that also were, you guys kind of seen them play throughout the year and heard about them. I think some of the bigger prospects from high school just haven't panned out. Some guys just like stop playing. They play like a handful of games and go, that's enough. Ben Simmons style. Remember him on LSU? Like he was really good. And then he was like, ah, forget it.
You got to remember that I only learned that Ben Simmons was Australian like 2 years ago. So,
yeah. Like, why is he doing that weird accent? Like,
yeah.
John, what?
I mean, he's from Australia? He's like, really from Australia? What's going on here?
Oh, I know. Kansas has a guy named Grady Dick.
That's not true.
Yeah.
That's not a person's name.
My stepbrother's a diehard Kansas fan, and he was telling me that he'd be like a top pick. And I was like, I don't think so.
No.
And he was right. He's really good. He's like a top 10 guy. Grady Dick. Nailed it.
Yeah. All right, we're up to one between the two of us.
Well, and Ralph Sampson from Purdue.
Yeah, Purdue Ralph Sampson. And Hakeem Olajuwon playing for Houston.
It's just incredible to me. There's so much money, so much opportunity. There's so much history, tradition, rivalries, and yet the product sucks. And they can't figure out how to make it not suck. Even the best teams, I was watching with my stepbrother, Kansas and something earlier in the year, just brick after brick after brick. And it's just like,
it's terrible. Ugh. It really is terrible.
You're right. That part about it, I think when you go back to like your point of like, maybe this was always bad and I'm not remembering, maybe that's true, but it was somewhat familiar and there was like the drama of it all. And
yeah, like I remember having like the fourth best guy in North Carolina you'd have an opinion on.
Yeah.
Like, oh man, that guy's no Eric Montross, you'd say to yourself.
Yeah. Yep. Ty Lawson. Like, man, that guy can run the show.
Yep.
Yeah,
just weird.
Passing it over to Tyler Hansbrough. Yeah.
And I'm still not totally sure that this is not two old guys talking about how old they are now.
No, you're right. There's definitely some of that. Because do you remember, I mean, how many times have we, and we've only had this podcast for 10 years, but if we had it for longer, we would have had the like Requiem for College Basketball multiple times. I mean, I remember there's so many of these.
In the 90s, we could have had the same conversation about how, well, nothing's like the 70s with those Providence teams running the floor and
And
Big East and
the championship ends up being like 52-46 or something. You're like, Jesus, exactly. That was awful. I remember Juan Dixon and Maryland won it one year.
Yep.
And I was like, well, this dude sucks. And this whole team sucks. They weren't any good.
Right.
So that part I totally understand. But the being absolutely unfamiliar with anybody on the team, good or bad, is a new phenomenon for us. And you're right, though, John. It may just be like we're actually just dads who are being dads and just aren't paying enough attention. And maybe it's been a super fun season. I don't get that sense, right. But maybe we're wrong.
Yep. Just being dads. That could be the problem here.
Dads being dads.
Yep. All right. So anyway, I don't know if, are you excited for the tournament?
No, the same exact way you are of like, I can't wait to watch basketball. The drama will show up throughout the day. But no, I've historically always gone to Vegas or taken the days off. Not right now or not this year.
I'm taking tomorrow. My brother's coming over. Dave's coming over. We're going to watch basketball tomorrow. And it's going to be super fun.
Oh,
I know
God.
It's going to be super fun.
The best.
But not because I can't wait to watch. I got a bracket here. Not because I can't wait to watch Creighton play NC State.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Creighton with that main
with that big guy and Omaha.
There's a shooter. You know, Creighton's got to have a shooter, I'm sure.
We call him Otto Omaha.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. No.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Yep, I'm with you. But it'll be fun. So. Okay, well, why don't we commit to catching up next week and breaking down the first 32 games and our expectations. And
yeah, and if I watch, you know, oh my God, the Timber. I'm sorry, I keep glancing up here. You guys can't see this. You're listening to this. You're not watching this. But I'm telling Brandon, I keep glancing up here because the Wolves are coming down to the stretch and actually have a chance to beat Boston here.
Gotcha.
And by the time you listen to this, listeners, you're already going to know that the Wolves lost to Boston. But
we pretty much know.
Here's the thing. We already know. They're down by two, and it's in the last 20 seconds.
Okay, gotcha. Do they have the ball?
The Boston had the ball, and they missed a three-pointer. But guess what happened when that ball bounced off the basket? Do you think somebody in a blue jersey grabbed it? Because you'd be wrong.
Oh, boy. Awful.
So anyway.
All right.
Yep.
Well, that's a bummer.
So, yep. We got a great top six from Stu.
Here. Let's hear it. I forgot about it. I'm very excited.
Stu is doing trivia with some pals.
Yep. He had better things to do. Like he didn't even give us a good excuse. He was just like, I just got called to do something more fun than this. So I'm not doing this.
But this is there have been a lot of good top sixes, but this, I think, is the best top six. And I sometimes I say that when it's a terrible top six, but this actually is a really good top six. So are you ready for this?
Yep.
All right. This is the top six exits on I-94 in North Dakota that sound like the dean of a MIAC school.
Top six exits
on
I-94
in North Dakota. That sound like the dean of a MIAC school. And I think this would also go for presidents. I'm not sure if Stu was just going for deans or if he's going for the president of a MIAC school, but I think it makes an equal amount of sense either way. And this is obviously going to be, you know, the exits that have two different towns on them.
Yep.
So we got a, this is the all also receiving votes category. And this will give you some idea how strong of a field we're dealing with. This is the group of death when it comes to the top six exits on I-94 in North Dakota that sound like a dean of a MIAC school. Also receiving votes, Tuttle Steel, Glenn Ulin Hebron, Bismarck Mandan, Kildare Dickinson, and Gladstone LaFour.
Okay.
I want to stress Gladstone LaFour, which absolutely is the president of St. Olaf and has been for 15 years. Beloved President LaFour. That was also receiving votes.
Didn't make its own list.
Didn't even make the list. Top six exits on I-94 in North Dakota that sound like the dean of a MIAC school. Number six, Richardson Mott.
Oh, yeah.
Richardson Mott. Yep. That's, you know, McAllister's embattled President Mott at McAllister.
Richardson Mott, after Esquire.
The controversy, yep. Number five, Oriska Fingal. I'm sorry,
okay, that's just funny. Hold on. That I'm doesn't sure deserve
I'm,
a top
I'm pretty
six.
Sure I'm not pronouncing either one of those correctly. Okay. Oriska Fingal. I need my sister-in-law here. She's from North Dakota. She could do this.
Mm.
All right. Number four, Wheatland Chafee. Wheatland Chafee.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
I think Wheatland Chafee is the president of Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland, to be honest.
I wouldn't.
With you.
Yeah, not a doubt.
That's
in my
a shout
mind.
Out for longtime listener, Matt Wells.
Matt.
Case Western. Number three. Sorry, I'm laughing already. Castleton Leonard. That's such a great name. Castleton Leonard.
That's good.
All right. Number two, by the way, the Wolves are going to lose. They're down by four. Number two, Sanborn Litchfield.
Oh, yeah.
Sanborn Litchfield.
That's the regal.
He did to the
you get that job. Yeah.
What he did with the English department in Concordia is beyond the pale. Let me tell you. And number one, this is the number one exit on I-94 in North Dakota that sounds like the dean of a MIAC school, Cleveland Gackle.
Cleveland Gackle.
Cleveland Gackle. Cleveland S. Gackle.
Cleveland S.
The
oh,
long
yeah.
time,
add the S.
The long time dean of the School of Music at Hamline University.
Just completely reinvented that program to what it is today.
Ran it with an iron fist.
Thank you, Cleveland. And thank you, Stu.
Thank you, Stu, for...
Very good.
I think we brought this in. I think Stu had this since last week because Stu and I were going to do a podcast when Brandon was in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were about to start the podcast and we realized that we couldn't actually log in to record the podcast.
Yeah,
so Brandon was off having
was at that work
time
dinner.
Of his life. Brandon's at a work dinner. 1 minute before we started, I'm like, Brandon, I immediately need you to send me some stuff so that I can log into this. Brandon, not surprisingly, couldn't respond to that. That's how good we are at podcasting.
I'm at these work dinners. It's just bullshit. I'm not bullshit, but, you know, just kind of typical client dinner stuff. And I get texts on my watch and I just basically, I only have the time to look down to see, is it my wife? And I see anybody else's name and I go, I don't care who else it might. Yeah. My mom's texting me asking like, we want to buy a new TV for the basement. What's the size? Or, you know, I'm like, no, none of this is going to whatever. So I saw that you had texted, but yes, I was too busy, digging into
important.
A ribeye. So we got it tonight
digging into some of those Chicago oysters.
Fantastic. All right, John, should we call it?
Do you have anything more to say about going to Rochester for the basketball tournament, little dad life. The funny thing was, I think I can't remember whether it was the weekend you were in Rochester or the next weekend, but I was in Wilmer. We were visiting my mother-in-law who lives in Wilmer, and she didn't really have room for us. So we were staying in a hotel, and this hotel, I didn't even realize this was still a possibility in the middle of March, but there was a youth hockey team from Elk River of all places staying there. Mm-hmm. And man, are youth hockey kids annoying. If you are not on the team and you're staying in this hotel,
that's tough, because you know that they're having like the greatest weekend that they've ever had. And that will carry you through for about 30 seconds before you're like, I don't care. Fuck that. Calm down.
Like 30 seconds of memories when I was a kid and we would play in basketball tournaments and, you know, all my friends would be staying in the hotel or whatever. And you could just go and hang out and doing all the fun hotel things that are great when you're 11. But now I'm old and I'm staying in a hotel with my kids and I want everybody to sleep a little bit. Kids are playing mini sticks in the hallway or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I've talked about this before and you're experiencing it too, of like, one of the most fascinating things as a parent is how much life doesn't change. People love to say, oh, life's changed, life's different, society, all this, that, whatever. It's like, become a parent and you'll figure out shit does not change at all. The out-of-town tournaments that you had and I had when we were 10, 11, 12, 13, whatever it is, it's the exact same shit. It's loud kids doing cannonballs on top of each other and splashing in each other's eyes. They get out of the pool and their eyes are bloodshot, like they just did a bender. They're sprinting down the halls. Other families who just like randomly thought they were just going to a hotel are calling the front desk like, hey, I don't know what's going on. It's 11:30 at night. Kids are screaming, you know, playing knee hockey on the third floor hallway, whatever. It's the same exact stuff. So that part is in some ways fun to witness. In other ways, I remember being a kid and my parents or, you know, whatever, the other coaches, the other parents, just like sitting by a pool and just drinking 1,000 beers out of a little Coleman cooler that they had. Yeah, that's what we did. We just like, as parents, sometimes you drink because you are feeling awkward and uncomfortable and like, I don't know people, so maybe this will help me a little bit, like to get to know people. And then other times you drink because you're with really close friends of yours, like you've become close friends. You're like, well, let's do this. I'm having so much fun with you right now. So everybody's drinking for a reason, right? There's nobody who's like, nah, not really. And we're all getting to know each other in some regard. And so there's a little bit of that, like, you know, you think like some of these high school dynamics go away. And then as a parent, and you'll get to know this like in a couple years as your kids get a little bit older and if they play sports, all those high school dynamics like come back to life as an adult. And it's like, well, who should we put on the group text? I want to see if some of the people want to go up for dinner after the game, but I don't want to include everybody because a couple of these people are, you know, a little goofy or whatever. And then we see other people out and are they discluding others? And so all those dynamics are just make it like stressful and weird and crazy. And so you end up over drinking for lots of different reasons. And that's how it works.
Yep. And it all sounds awful.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, speaking of awful, the Wolves game ended. I flipped over to the Wild game. Remember how I was saying, I'm afraid if we talk about it, the spell is going to break and it's going to be like it was. St. Louis, which is not going to make the playoffs, they scored 3 goals on 9 shots in the first period. So the Wild's goaltending is garbage now.
It's our fault.
Yep. Remember I said, you know, they lost to Arizona. Arizona is the worst team in the league. They lost to Arizona and they gave up 4 goals and everyone was like, well, it's just an off night for Gus. Yeah, it's happening.
An off week. It's over.
It's an off couple. It's another off month for the Wild goaltending.
Oh, man. Anyway, my summary of the first out of town trip with my kids was a couple rookie mistakes, a little bit of weirdness. Overall, 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. I like it. That gives me hope for the future.
Yeah. No, it's great. And it's for the most part, like Danielle and I are pretty social animals. Like we're not the crazy party animals who are like going to like not go to bed. We're not that crew. But we like being out and about. But there's a whole lot of people too who are like, I don't need to deal with any of this shit. Like, I'll see you guys at dinner and then I'll go back to my room and I'll watch a movie. And so their experience with the out of town trips is way different than ours. And so we, part of this was like, we did this to ourselves, you know?
Right.
Just feeling a little hungover.
You want to make sure that there's at least one other set of parents that is doing that.
Yeah.
If you're doing it by yourself, then what are you doing? That's right. The real question.
Yep. Yep. For sure. So anyway, a good start.
A good start is right. All right. That's all I got.
Okay, great. I'm going to stop recording. Bye, everybody.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.